Hi, it's Paul Sackis, Good News Planet. I'm speaking to Dr. Maureen Mackay. How are you today?
I'm really good, thank you.
Good. We're going to be speaking about an outreach that Safe Kids Worldwide is doing in, I guess, collaboration with Tide.
About, that's correct.
Is that, am I correct so far?
Yep.
Good. Seasons change, your kids keep growing, the ages, the stages of the home safety checkup, okay, while keeping your home uncluttered. So we're going to be talking about children. We're going to be talking about being a good parent, right, being a good responsible parent.
Yeah.
So tell us about the organization and some of the things that are actually quite smart for people to really give consideration to.
Yeah, well, I'm from Safe Kids Worldwide, and we are a nonprofit that really works to educate parents on how to keep their kids safe from preventable injuries. So what we're talking about today is whether or not you can actually have a tidy, uncluttered home at the same time as it's a safe home. And we really feel that if you get the uncluttering done, you're actually in a better position to be able to see where the potential risks are.
I agree with you entirely, even as an adult.
Yeah.
So what are some of the kinds of things that should be considered?
Yeah, well, we're talking about childproofing today, and that's, you know, one of the reasons why we partner with brands like Tide is that we really want to talk about this whole idea of how do you childproof your home. And we can start just in the laundry room. When you're looking at liquid laundry packets, it's really important to keep them in the container that they come in, to ensure that you close that container between uses and find somewhere to store it that's up high, safe, out of reach of children when you're not using it.
Okay. Alrighty, that makes good sense. How about some other good thoughts?
Well, the bathroom is another one that parents don't necessarily think about right away. Often they're storing medicine in the bathroom, but when you start talking to them and really asking them about all the medicine in their homes, they're like, oh yes, I store it here. Oh, but I keep something on the nightstand, and I keep something on the kitchen counter, and I keep another one in my purse. And suddenly they realize they actually have medicine spread throughout the home. So part of that uncluttering can actually be bringing all that medicine together and then finding a location in the home. Kitchen cupboards are great. Up high, out of reach and sight of the child, so that when it's not in use, it's put back up there and there's no risk to the child.
Let me ask you, Ivan, just because this is a reality of many people's homes, they also just strikes me, I know your group is focused on kids, but how about pets? I mean, could it be a similar concern?
Certainly, we've heard cases at the poison control centers before when a pet has gotten into medicine. So I think the safest thing for the family is just to find that location where all medicines are put up and away out of sight and reach of anybody that might get into them when you don't want them to.
Okay. How about any other part of the house that we should consider?
Well, if you've got kids in your living room, you probably have a few things that look like this, if it's a boy, or a doll if it's a girl. And one of the things parents sometimes don't realize is that toys are designed for different age groups. So when you receive a new toy, we really recommend that parents read the packaging, because it will give you direct guidelines for the age group of the toy. You don't want little ones playing with toys that are designed for older kids, because often they have these small pieces either intentionally removable or that can break off easily, and they can cause a choking hazard for kids. So if you're doing your decluttering and you're sorting those toys out, ensure that you've got one box that's safe for the little one and a different box that's safe for the older kids. And while we're in the living room, something else you might want to think about are remotes. So some of the remotes today, particularly ones for stereo systems, are quite small. So they end up using these small quarter-sized disc batteries. And if a child swallows one of these, it can be quite dangerous. So we really say to parents, if you've got remotes that are using this type of battery, find a location to store them up and away, and just don't let little ones get their hands on them. And the other one in the living room is to ensure that your furniture, whether it's a bookshelf or some sort of storage unit, and even your TV, are strapped to the wall. And there are all sorts of braces and brackets available on the market these days to allow you to do that. But it just ensures that those pieces of furniture are secure and they aren't going to pose a risk to the child, particularly once a child starts climbing. And the final room to talk about is really the kitchen. So you're very, very happy. You're so satisfied that you've decluttered your home. You're sitting back, enjoying the fact that the kitchen looks pristine. You've tossed all the Tupperware that doesn't have a lid. And you're enjoying a hot beverage, hot coffee, hot tea, and we just really want to talk to parents about the risk of having a little one on your lap when you're drinking a hot beverage. We really suggest that you have them in a stationary activity center nearby or in a high chair. You can see them, they can see you, but there isn't a risk of that hot liquid splashing on them. And then if you're cooking, we suggest that you use the back burners whenever possible. And if you've got pots or pans that have handles, turn those handles in so they don't pose a risk should the child grab one and pull the pan down on themselves.
Wow, this is really important information by far. Thank you. Thank you for sharing it. In fact, I'm going to invite you right now. I'm doing a concert for World Peace, okay. International Day of Peace on September 21st. I have Times Square. Wow. I'm going to invite you or a representative, if you like to come on stage and say something about some of these important comments that you're talking about. We could talk about it later.
Thank you for the invitation.
Because our children are actually the heart of our outreach is children and our next generation, which evolved out of the Woodstock event that we created there 30 years ago. I'm looking at your website right now, I believe. Is this the right website, safekids.org?
Yes, that's correct, safekids.org. That's a great resource for parents. We've got information and tips for keeping kids safe from preventable injury from the baby all the way up to your teenager.
Correct. And so I'm looking at a baby safety month, baffled about car seats, spot the risks, latest product recalls. So tell us about your organization a little bit more, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Safe Kids Worldwide was started about 30 years ago by a pediatric surgeon who got tired of having to talk to parents in the emergency room when a child came in with an injury. And he said, gosh, there's got to be something that we can do to prevent these kids from coming into the ER. So we started Safe Kids Worldwide, and we now have coalitions in over 400 communities in the U.S. and partner with over 30 countries around the world. And it's really about getting the information out to parents so they know and are informed about how they can manage the risks in and around their own homes, on the road, or when kids are out playing.
It's so important. And that's our responsibility as good parents, is correct?
Yeah, I think that parents being informed really helps them make the right choices for their family. And so that's really what we're looking at doing. And that's, again, one of the reasons why we think that childproofing is a really good one to team up when you're doing decluttering of your home.
Okay. So tell us about your home. How you doing?
Well, I don't have any children living there right now, but I have them visiting. So, yeah, I really do think about it. And, you know, one of the things that we say to parents is you have to think about where the child's going to be, not where they are right now. So they're maybe just going to start crawling or maybe just going to start walking. It's great if you get down on the level they're going to be and check out your home from that perspective, because you'll probably be surprised at what you find. You might have thought it was pretty safe, and then you get down to their level and you go, oh, yeah, so that's still within reach. Got to move that up. So that's something that parents can think about doing. And, you know, again, even if you don't have kids in your home every day, if they're visiting, so if you're a grandma or grandpa, aunt or uncle, it's really important that you think about this childproofing piece if you're going to have young kids visit.
Okay, I can understand. I'm Grandpa Paul, so I think I'm worse now.
Yeah, just go room by room, and again, you know, the website has all sorts of information room by room to help you get it done.
Well, congratulations! This is a very important organization. I thank Tide, a great Procter & Gamble, right, company that's been a socially responsible corporate great citizen of the world. So for coming out and sharing this message with our audience. Let me ask you one last question, if this would be okay.
Sure.
We finished a movie called Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope. And it's all about our next generations and about all those that are doing good for world's peace, love, and hope. So I'm going to ask you about, if you wouldn't mind, what does peace mean for you?
Well, I guess from our perspective, we really want to ensure that we help parents take care of the little things so their kids can go on to do the big things. And that could be keeping the world a safe, peaceful place for sure.
By far. Okay, safekids.org?
That's correct. SaveKids.org.
We got it. Okay, doctor. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
You take care. Hopefully we'll see you. We'll talk later.
Thank you. Thank you.